Shis Shonan Yeserta, and add an extra 6 years to it. Rashi says, Shabolof Ne Bezdin Bishonah Shekosavoy, O Motzavoy Sheish Shonim Yosef Minyonim, and had an extra 6 years more than we had. Let's say Bishnas Chomish Mesh to Malchus Yovam. We're holding only 500 years of Malchus Yovam, and there was written 506 years. So Lechura, Sovra Bon Kame, the Rav, Lemeima, the Rabbonim thought to say, Haish Dora Miyukhru. This is a delayed star. It was written way too early. Mucher. Rashi says, Milva Osta Imai Toiva, O Mocho Loi Shibuka Kois, Shol Sheishonim. He was Mocho the Shibuka Kois for the past 6 years, like he wrote it, 4 years too early. The star Mucher, or the latest star. It was written way too late. So he did him a Toiva like he was Mocho the Shibuka, and he doesn't have the right date. So, Shtar Mucheru. So Nakvinu, let's wait. You can't collect right now. Adamoti Zimne, so you have to wait till that time comes. For Latarv, we can't collect with the Shtar right now. The Shtar has another 6 years to go. Omrav Nachmino, Hai Safra Dukna, that Seifer wrote exactly. He was a Medayik, he wrote exactly. Kosvei. And why do he have an extra 6 years in the Cheshbin? Vanich Shishonin, the Malchib Elam. Those were the 6 years that Yovam ruled in Elam. The Anan, us, a regular cipher, Lechashvinulu, we do not have those first 6 years in our Cheshbin. Anan Lechashvinulu, who Kachashvle? But that cipher that wrote the Shtar made the exact Cheshbin, like we said, the cipher start counting when Malchus Yochum took over. So they hold those first 6 years that it was Moloch in Elam is also part of the Cheshbin. That's how we put in this extra 6 years. And therefore, it was Mani Kosri, was written at the right time, and he has a right to collect the money right now. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Sheish Shonim Molchub Elam. The first 6 years, Yovam, the Greeks, ruled in Elam. V'yechakach, after that, Poshto Malchusam Echol Elam Kuloi. After that, the Malchus spread over the whole world. So therefore, comes out, the Shtar was a good Shtar written as Manoi, and you have a right to collect right away. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Yudah Amar Aleph. The last question was, there was a shtar that came in front of them, the Bezdin, and it was 6 years, it was 6 years behind. It was 6 years ahead, really. Now, as it said, the date was, let's say it's 1988, so in that date it said 6 years later. So, they didn't know what to do. They thought it was a shtar m'uchor. That means the malva was meichel. That the leiva was meichel. The Malva was Merkel, he would not come and collect the money. He would not come and collect it for another 6 years. They came out, no, that was a good shtar. Why? Because he was a Sofrei Dukni we had, and he wrote, the Sofrim so far were saying, they write from the beginning of the Greek rule, which was 380 years before the Churban Habayis, and really the Greeks started to rule even 6 years before that, in Elam. But the regular Seferim do not count from them. This Sefer here started to count from that, so it could be, even though he has 6 years to go, he really means today's date, because he started to count 6 years from before. That's the Gemara we had. Okay, now the Gemara says, Maskiv lo Rav Acher by Yaakov. Rav Acher by Yaakov asked the question, Mimai, who told you? By the two dots, Yudam Ralf, two dots, five lines down. Maskiv lo Rav Acher by Yaakov. Mimai de la Malchusa Yevonim. Minyonim, who told you that the Seferim, the scribes, write their documents from the date of the beginning of the kingdom, of the Greek kingdom? Dilma, maybe, Liyitzias Mitzrayim Minyonim, maybe they start counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when they start counting. If so, it's like this. Yitzias Mitzrayim was, the Churban Habayis is 1,380 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Churban was. Now, what? Of the second bias. Second bias was Choriv, 1,380 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we're saying so far now is that the Seferim count from the Malchus Yavim, the kingdom of the Greeks, which was 380 years before the Churban Habayis. Now, 380 from Yetzias Mitzrayim, you also have 380, just you have an extra 1,000. By the Churban Habayis, it was 1,000 years, 380, after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe the Seifrim, even though they keep the minute that by the Churban, its number, its date, 380, maybe it's not only 380, but it's rather 1,380. Because maybe really they count from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you can make the same. So, they just forget about the 1,000 year, and they only count how much we're in the second 1,000 year. We're in the second 1,380 years so far. And therefore this star is mukher, it has the wrong date. As you're trying to answer, this star now has 2020 already, has 6 years from now, it has today's date. You're trying to answer, really it means today's date, just they started to count 6 years before, because you're going after the kingdom of the Greeks, we started 6 years before. Maybe that's not the Cheshbon. Maybe really they're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is exactly 380 years, just it has a 1,000 to it. Really it's 1,000, and 380 years before the Churban HaBayis. So if they count really from Yetzias Mitzrayim, then this star is mukher. It's a delayed star. It has 6 more years to go until you can collect it. So who told you to say that they start counting from the Greeks, ruling that you could say it's 6 years before? Maybe it's from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the star is no good. It's a star mukher. Omer Rav Nachman answers, no, v'goyla. In Chutzlars, and out of Eretz Yisrael, ein moinim elo l'malchi yivonim bavad. That's a fact. That's known that the Seferim, when they write down their shtaris, the date they use is from the time when the Greeks took over. So therefore, this shtar, it's not mistavi, you would not say in reasoning that a malva should give up 6 years to be able to collect. It doesn't make sense. So therefore, if at all we could find the reason what the malva meant, that what he meant to say was today's date, I 6 years later, because he's counting 6 years when the Greeks were in first rule, we'd rather say that way than to say he made a mistake. What Nachman means to say is the chuya komatklei. He's just pushing us off, but it's not really the truth. Samura says, no, he had basis for this. He had fact. He had a reason for this. No, fuck you. They went out, the dock, they checked it out carefully, the Yashkechan, and they found like this. The Tanya, we wrote in the Bryson, not only Rav Nachman says it, but we learned from the Tanoyim in the Bryson, it says, the Goyla in Chutzlaris Asar Eretz Yisrael, ein moinin elu l'malcha yevonim bavad, describes when they write a document, the date goes after the Greek kingdom. That's when they started their year. Ravina says now, Mas Nisan Nami Deka, bring your proof in a mission also, a mission in Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan, we learned in Rosh Hashanah, it says, Biechod Ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Limlochim, Ulurigolim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called the new year for kings and for the Yom Tovim, the beginning of the year for Yom Tovim, for Regolim. The Yarmina, we ask the question, Limlochim, not that you say for kings, it's the beginning of the year, Nisan, Lamayukasa, what special law applies to this? And Omer of Chizda Lishtaris, meaning when you write a star, what year are you in? So they used to write there for the kings. So a new king took over, let's say an Adar, so when it comes Nisan, it's considered his second year of reign. When he was appointed in the middle of that year, when is it starting his second year? Nisan. Nisan is called the Rosh Hashanah Lamlochim for Shtaris. That they used to count after that king, so now Nisan is the second year ready. Utsanan, we learned like this, the Yechot V'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim U'L'Shmitin. It says also on Echot V'Tishrei, it's a Rosh Hashanah for the years and for the Shmitin. Now, V'Yamrinu, we asked the question also over there, L'Shonim L'Mahichsa, what special law applies to L'Shonim, to the years? V'Yamrav Chizda L'Shtaris, meaning for Shtaris, when we write up a document, we need the date, we start counting the year from Tishrei. Since so the Maria Kasha Shtaris Adadi, there's a question about Shtaris. They contradict one the other. First you're telling me the Rosh Hashanah is Lenisim. When you say Lamlochim, you mean to say when does the new year start for the Shtaris? And then you're telling me that's Rosh Hashanah is on Tishrei. So it's a contradiction. Maria says the Mishaninon Kan Lamalcha Yisrael, Kan Lamalcha Yadikachovim. There's a difference between the Jewish kings and the Goyish kings. The Malchayot, the Kechavim, Mitishrei Minyanim. They start counting from Tishrei. But the Malchus Yisrael, by a Jewish king, when he takes over, and they count the years from his reign, Minisim in Yonim. We go after Nisan. Again, if he was appointed in Adar, when it becomes Nisan, that's called the beginning of his second year of reign. So that's the answer to the Mishnah. The Anan, now, us now, Hashta today, Mitishrei Minyonim, we have our Cheshbin now from Tishrei. Tishrei starts the new year. Now the question is why? We're saying now that the Jews really counted until then from Nisan. So why do we change to Tishrei? V'sakadif, you're going to tell me, Liyitzias Mitzrayim Minyonim, that our Cheshbin, that the Seferim count now, that Cheshbin starts from Yitzias Mitzrayim. So again, by the Churban Abayis, that was 1,380 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. If so, Menisim bin Lemimni, then for sure we should still count now from Nisan. If we're going after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Nisan. So for sure then we should still count now. Nisan should be the beginning of the year. El Olav, don't we have to say, we're forced to say, Shramino, Lamalcha Yevonim, Minyonim Shramino, know that today, now, our times we count is from the Greek rule, and therefore the Greek rule has nothing to do with Nisan, therefore we take after the way the Goyim did, the Malachim, and we go after Tishrei. Therefore, we count after the Greeks when they took rule, 380 years before the Churban Abayis, and we go now after Tishrei. Tishrei now starts the new year. So that's a proof that our Seferim to go after the Greek rule, and therefore in the Shtar before, if there's a difference of 6 years, we have a right to answer the Shtar. The Shtar is not a delayed Shtar, but rather you have a right to collect the money today, even though it's 6 years off, because that Sefer counted the first 6 years that the Greeks ruled in Eilat. Now the Mishnah says, okay, now we'll finish for the Cheshbon. B'yoyim genusa shomakayim. Also, Mishnah says another Yom Chag, a holiday for them, is the Yom Genusia. We'll soon see what that means, of the kings. Now, my V'Yom Genusia. What does the Mishnah mean to say? It's a Yom Chag, the Yom Genusia. Shel Makehim. Some Rav Yehuda, Yom Shema Midim Boy, Ovdei Kechavim Es Malkam. It means the day they appoint, they anoint their new king. So that day is a big Chag for them. So that day we can't do business. It's a day they worship their Avodah Zarah. So Mara says no. For a time, we're not in a brisa. Yom Genusia, v'Yom Shemamidim by Es Malkom. It says to two different days. There's one Chag Yom Genusia, and a second Yom Chag is the day they appoint their kings. You can't say it's the same thing. Lekash, there's no question. I'll tell you, Hodi Day, Hodi Bray. Certain times, the king himself appoints his own son. So Genusia could be when they appoint him, and the second one means the day they appoint his king, his son to be king. Rashi says, "Hodeh hodeh brei kishamidim ben melech b'chayoviv lachzikav emlucha samacha v'yaisoy se yomeid." That's also called the yomeid. So there's two things. Really, Yom Genusim means the day they appoint a king. There's a special time when the king himself wants to appoint his own son. That's a special chag. The Gemara says, "Is this true?" Or me mukme malko ba malko to by the Romans, by the Greeks, by the Romans here. Do they appoint a king that could appoint his son to be the king? V'atoni Rabbi Yosef. Bosik says, Hine kotin nesaticha bagoyim. I made you the smallest nation. That means, Shein moishivin melech ben melech. You cannot appoint a king, the son of a king, that a king does not appoint. Rashi says, Umi mukmi roimim. Going on the roimim. Malko ba malko l'hani yoyim edom et masisin roimim inu. Our whole Mishnah is talking about the yoyim edom, and talking about the Romans. Now the question is, here the Novi says that much talking about to Rome, that they do not appoint a king the son of a king, that a king does not appoint his own son to be king. Second, the Pasuk says in Novagio that Bezuya ato miyoin, you're very Bezuya low in the nations, Shein lehem like sav leloshen, that you do not have a writing and not a loshen. In other words, the Jews didn't have the same amount as the Romans had. Okay. Yeah. Well, like you're right. I mean, the Greeks were the ksav and the loshen then. The same right. The same against the Romans, right? Like ksav and loshen. They did not have their own ksav and their own loshen. That time, the Greeks was the main. El is so you can't tell me now there was a chayk that they used to, a king would appoint his own son. If so, elama yom genusa. What does that mean? Rather, yom halayt. It means his birthday. So the Yom Genusa is the birthday of the king. So Mara says, no, but Tanya, we learned there's two separate days. Yom Genusa and Yom Haleda. So before was Yom Genusa, was a special day. That was the day we first thought when a king appoints his son. So he said, that cannot be. So now we're saying, okay, it's the birthday. So Mara proves that no, it cannot be a birthday. We learn clearly, Yom Genusa and Yom Haleda. They're two separate days. There's Yom Genusa, an anniversary by itself, and then there's the day it was his birthday. One is his own birthday, and one is his son's birthday. They celebrate both of them. The Gemara says, no, V'atan you will learn, Yom Genusi Shaloi, Yom Genusi Shal Benai. And separately, for Yom Haleda Shaloi, his own birthday, the king's own birthday, for Yom Haleda Shal Benai. You see, separately, Genusi is not the celebration of his son's birthday. This is a separate list. Ella, rather, back to the question, my Yom Genusi, what is the special chag of Yom Genusi? That means, Yom Shemamidim Boy Malcolm. The day they appoint their king. The question was, we said before, the two separate days. But like Kasha, to go back to the first answer again, and to answer, Hodi Day, Hodi Bray. One is when we appoint the king himself, and the Yom Genusi is when the king appoints his son to be the king. The question is, though, V'kashna, if you ask me the question that we proved before, Deloy Mukme Malko Bar Malko, that by the Romans, a king has no right, at least they do not, a king should appoint his own son to be king. So Mura says, Ayidei Sheila Mukmi. If he gets permission from the Senate, if the bill passes, then they do it. By himself, he just can't employ it to make his own son. But if everybody agrees to the king, then they could. And Kagoyin, the case is, Asurayis bar Antoninus. That Antoninus the Melech, that he was the king, that Antoninus was the king, and he appointed his own son Asurayis also to be king. And they were the Romans kings. How is that possible? It must be a day Shiloh. And Rashi says, Neutlin Rishus min Asorim, Umavakish Shav Mehen Lamed Bon of Tachta, that he has permission from the Senate, and they agree, then the king can appoint his own son. And in such a case, that's what Yom Genusi means. Yom Genusi means the day that a king appointed his own son.
That means the king that has appointed.
Adigmar says, you've got to Omalei Antoninus Larebi. It's famous that they're very close together, the Roman king with Rebbe. He said, listen, Bina, the Yimlach Asvasabri. He asked him for an etzah, for an advice. I want to make my son the king. To instead of me, and secondly, v'tavet Tveria kolanya. I want to make Tveria colony, which Rashi says means I'll free them from taxes. Like I know that the Tveria is where the Jews live, and Antoninus liked the Jews. He said, "Listen, I want to make your colony, your town, a colony that you'll be freed from taxes." But he said, "V'yemaluhu choda." If I tell them choda avdi, if I tell the Senate, like one, they'll listen to me. Trele Avdi, but for both requests, I will not be granted. So what should I do? So when Rebbe answered back, Rebbe will soon see the Gemara, Rebbe was afraid to answer directly back to Antoninus. Maybe he'll be caught and they'll kill him. So all the conversations were, in allusions, we'll soon see, Masholim. So what did Rebbe do? I see Gavri brought a man. Arkevei Achavrei, put one on top of the back of another. They put one on top of another one. He gave a pigeon in the top one. He said to the bottom one, you tell the top one to make the pigeon fly away. That was the Eitzah. Put one person on top of another one, and the top one hold, and the bottom one should tell the top one. So Antoninus understood, Shema Min, I understand from this, Hochikomali, this is what Rabbi meant to advise me. At boy minayu di asvosa bri yimlich tuchusei. You ask first that your son should take over the rule. V'yayim aleli asvosa, and then later, after your son becomes king, ask your son, Diteva tveri kolanya. Let your son then do only once. This way, each one is only doing one thing, you'll be granted. Omalei mitzaren li chashuvei roimi. So Antoninus had another complaint to Rebbe, that the chashuvim aroivim, the Senate, they want to overrule me. They want to throw me out. So they're giving me a lot of problems. So Mailalei Lagina, he wants a new year. So Rebbe took him into the garden. Mailalei Lagina took him into the garden. Kol yom every day, okalei pugla mimishra kaime. He picked up one radish from the row in front of him. One a day, that's all. So Omar, Antoninus understood and said, Shema Mino, Hosikomali, this is what Rabbi is advising me. Koto chad chad vinayu. Kill one at a time. Don't get rid of them all in one shot. One a day. But do not start off with everybody one shot. That's too much. That was Rabbi's advice. Back to Antoninus. So tomorrow now the question, Vulei Malay Mayma Bahedja, why didn't Rabbi answer him back?